Brain sat back in his chair in the bar and watched as Aspen Messmer completely charmed his friends. He hadn't wanted to come out tonight. He'd wanted to wallow in self-pity about his lack of a love life. Thank God he'd dragged himself to the bar at the last minute. If he hadn't, he would have missed meeting Aspen. And what a first meeting it was. After walking into the bar, one second he'd been looking around for the guys, and the next, a woman was walking straight toward him with a nervous yet determined look on her face. He had time to appreciate the fact that she was almost as tall as he was, about 5'9" or so, and probably around his same age as well. She wore a pair of black jeans that clung to her body in intriguing ways, Converse sneakers, and a t-shirt that said, "We'll give medical advice for tacos." Brain was shocked when she walked right into his personal space and put her arms around his shoulders. "I'll give you $20 if you kiss me right now like you mean it." Her voice was husky, and Brain could swear he heard desperation. He didn't have time to say he'd happily kiss her, but not for money, when she put her hand on the back of his head and moved in. At first, their kiss had been awkward, merely a mashing together of their lips. But then Brain wrapped an arm around the woman's waist and took a step forward, bending her backward. She gasped in surprise and switched her hold from around his neck to latch onto his biceps. Brain took advantage of her mouth opening, changed the angle of their lips just slightly, and kissed her as he hadn't kissed a woman in a very long time. Long, slow, and deep. The little moans she made weren't helping him stop anytime soon either. He could tell she was muscular and strong, but at the moment, tilted backward, she was completely helpless in his arms. And he liked it a hell of a lot.
"All you had to do was tell me you'd moved on, Aspen," an irritated voice said from behind her.
The woman licked her lips and sighed in frustration. Brain saw her mouth sorry to him before she cleared the emotion from her face and turned to confront the man behind her. She wrapped an arm around Brain's waist, and he had no problem tugging her against his side.
"I did tell you, Derek. I told you a month ago when I broke up with you. I told you at least 3 times over texts. And I told you again tonight when you showed up here, begging me to get back together. I've moved on. It's time you do the same."
The man looked to be in his mid-30s, and the pout on his face definitely wasn't doing him any favors. But it was the glimmer of pure, unadulterated anger in his eyes that made Brain nervous.
"When did you meet him? I mean, you're training with the Rangers every day."
"We've known each other a while," Aspen lied.
Knowing things could get awkward very quickly, Brain held out his hand toward the other man.
"Name's Kane Temple, but people call me Brain."
Derek looked in disgust at the hand Brain was holding out to him, then frowned at Aspen.
"Brain? Seriously?"
She merely shrugged.
"Fine. I hope you aren't going to come crawling back to me when he breaks your heart," Derek bit out.
"I won't," Aspen told him perkily.
"I think it's time you run along,"
Brain told the other man, annoyed he wasn't taking the hint. When Derek opened his mouth to say something he'd probably regret, Brain was done. He wrapped an arm around Aspen's shoulders and tugged her closer.
"Come on, baby, I see my friends. I'm sure they've saved us some seats."
Then he walked away from the heartbroken and pissed man and steered Aspen toward his teammates.
"Thank you so much, and I'm so sorry for involving you in that," she said.
But he wouldn't leave me alone, and the only thing I could think to do was give him concrete evidence that I'd moved on. She started to reach for the small purse strung across her body.
"If you even try to pay me for that kiss, I'm gonna be pissed,"
Brain told her. She froze and looked at him with wide eyes.
"How about we start over?"
Brain asked. He took a step back and held out his hand.
"I'm Brain.
Aspen Messmer," she said, grasping his hand with her own.
Brain shook it, then brought it up to his lips and kissed the back.